indeed. We're moving right into Parker Pathway listeners. Hello, Parker Pathway listeners. Thanks for being with me. This is going to be a composite kind of show to pick up on all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, literally over 4,000 some 200 responses from the past three shows. I can't possibly answer all those questions, but I'm going to try to do that today in terms of answering everything in groups concerning science, medicine, law, politics, and the rest of it that goes with it. And the last show that was on Parker Pathways was the interview with the publisher of The Hidden Messages in Water. And this show will be The Hidden Messages in Water Part 2, and also a lot of discussion about toilet to tap with E. coli and the initiative and the change of politics, the determination of the country of China in bioprocessing, and a lot of information. I hope we can get it all in with callers on recycled water. On June 13th, I was on the Rick Adams Show where I talked about bioaccumulation, the concept of how the FDA covers up a lot of that information on the what is called the water war that is on the in the global politics at the United Nations. July 5, Rick Adams, where I discuss the grand jury system that I want to put into place to change the Constitution of the United States for a medical and scientific technology grand jury to review all public trust policies and applications of the public concerning food, water, and the discussion of eminent domain of water. And also the, as I mentioned, the September 1 and September 8 shows, which were covering the concept of the change of tort law for asbestos cases and tort considerations before 9/11. In other words, a lot of those laws were changed before 9/11. And I discussed that. You can get all of these types of discs and shows and the rest of them from RBN and be able to support RBN by getting these discs, give them to your friends, and also on the bullet news on the front of the RBN homepage is a Dr. Wynn Parker chloramine influence of collateral health damage of the human body. You can take and download that and send it to as many friends as you like so that we can have a increase of national consciousness for the initiatives and other kinds of laws that need to be implemented in the United States of America for the real war. The war is over there and the people are getting killed, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that there is a whole process that's been going on since 1959 in this country to develop a new way to change your neural system, and for real, and for to change the way you eat, the way you drink, the way you live, even the size of the residence you live in. And so all of this is going to be covered on many future shows, which I hope happen, and based upon your support and interest. And call in is 800-313-9443. And shortwave 12.180, and we'll be back after the break.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Dr. Wynn on Parker Pathways for the Parker Pathway listeners. We're now at a very important crossroads in the history of where people are and turning and trying to put forth a new idea of how to stay healthy and how to develop a political concept without having new alliances. But the whole problem is the new alliances with other countries are some of the things I'm going to be talking about, because their new alliances are not bullets. They're not concepts of advanced heart projects with microwave discussions about how they're going to change your brainwave or anything. Those projects are still going on. The whole deal here is that there needs to be another awareness as to how our mind and our body is working in terms of what I call the new economies. How this blueprint I'm going to be laying out in future shows, how each country's new economy of scale and economics is going to be based upon the fact of biotechnology, the development of being able to change the way we diagnose diseases and the way we work in terms of trying to implement a lot of the treatments of diseases as a future, not just control. The word control doesn't work anymore. What we're talking about here is a blueprint for national domination of blocks of countries that are using various forms of research as way of beyond research to develop new products, new drugs, new concepts, new ways of life, and new ways to change gene structures in such a way to develop what is called an in-force hidden message. And this brings me to the hidden messages in water, which are just hundreds and hundreds of folks emailed me on concerning the interview with the publisher of the book, which was written by Masahiro Emoto, which sold 25 million copies twice. And now this has to do with mind and thought changing a water crystal under various conditions. A lot of these forms of mind and development will be talked about in the future in terms of other shows of how this influences itself into virus studies, bacterial studies, and cancer studies. And one of the things that's happening right now is the E. coli discussion going around the country. And I just want to... And in Parker Pathways, one of the things you can count on is the fact that you get filled in on some of the things that the press just doesn't want to tell you, or it brings you up to speed a little bit in terms of the science of this thing. But the whole thing is that E. coli is a bacteria. Of course, people know that. Of course, its strain is numbered 015787, and it's recognized as a real foodborne and waterborne illness. And it was first described in the literature in 1982, and it's a lot of it goes undiagnosed because the laboratories in this country lack procedures and protocols to have a reliability to detect the organisms. A lot of the farms in America haven't been inspected in 10 years. And a lot of problems is the whole concept of the clinical laboratory system is really not set up for a large number of specimen testings for stools, which is where you have to have your stool sample to screen and for E. coli and have other strains separated out so that you can find out the difference between the isolation and identifying the organism and see how toxic it is. There is another toxin-producing E. coli, which is a Shiga strain, it's called. There are about 73,000 cases of hemorrhagic colitis and 60 deaths in the United States in the past year and a half. And also hemolytic anemia and hemolytic problems with the kidney, which can require kidney dialysis and transfusions. And a lot of people are just left with chronic renal failure and neurological damage. And the figure that is rolling around in most of the peer review work is about 3 to 5% of the patients with hemolytic uremic syndrome. That's the form of the kidney destruction. About 3 to 5% of those people die. So the greatest threat to the public health is from an unintentional contamination, really. But the idea here is where I'm coming from in terms of this is the Parker Pathway listeners need to just open their mind a little bit to the idea that the government's using recycled water, and they're trying to blend the water and place it into place. I could do a whole show on recycled water and the whole concept of what it does to the human body and where it goes and how it happens and where it's being implemented in the Sustainable Development Plans and Agenda 21, and so that they can develop the real estate and develop the other kinds of what they call, I think Hillary Clinton called it villages, which are really social complexes that are called splay design villages. And the whole tack about, you know, terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the anthrax attacks in October really heightened the concern for food and water supplies being deliberately tainted. And so the CDC has and various other partners have developed a list of biological agents going to be used and trying to set up some kind of way to test for these kinds of products and bacteria. But if you do not have, as it's put in the fact that you put chloramine in the water as a secondary disinfectant, then you add recycled water, which is really made from sewage water and is as engineers are telling the public, well, it's engineeringly perfect, but that means it doesn't have any ions in it. And, of course, those are little electronic currents in there from the molecules, and, of course, they're going to draw out all the good stuff from your cells when it gets in your body So you're essentially being attacked in a real-world setting. And you add this to E. coli, which is really a biothreat level B agent, according to the government. So where are we getting it? How are we getting it? There have been a lot of series of outbreaks of E. coli before. But the idea here is that the laboratories are not set up to really test for it. And it's critical that the public health, since they are in Homeland Security, and I'll be talking in a couple shows about that, how they have powers that you can't even begin to believe. It's really critical that they identify the E. coli and show that the proficiency of the tests are good. I think one of the problems that we've had in America is the fact that we depend so much on bureaucrats to take care of these activities, and everything is taken care of, and what can I do, and that type of thing. But the whole thing is that we've handed over to the bureaucrats a way of really carrying on what I call misdiagnosis. And here in a lot of this was inferred from the hidden messages in water by Michiro Aomoto, which was talking about the change by mind in certain kind of disease states where water was being used and contaminated. For instance, if you added chlorine to the water, you never got a good, you know, either from the tap water, you could never get a good crystal. The whole cancer aspect of things is really based upon tumors that are influenced by various contaminants in the water are really like organs of the body, and they're surrounded by protein fibers, and the fibers form their chemical network, which are pathways, and they are amino acid pathways. They form a barrier, they restrict the tumor growth, and they block the spread of cancer cells to the other areas of the body. But they change as they generate what are called metalloproteases, that's spelled metalloproteinases, and you can shorten that by MMPs, they're called, and they cut through the fibers of the extracellular matrix of the tumor. So these tumors allow cancer cells to escape and spread to other parts of the body, and so they can clear a path, or a pathway, if you will, for blood vessels to nourish the tumor's growth. So essentially, the tumor's essential separate blood system is really the focus of where biotechnology on the global scale is being developed in form of bioprocessing. Whoever controls the bioprocessing of these MMPs, these enzymes that break off on these tumor cells, you are controlling 80 to 82% of the population of everyone on this earth. And as it stands now, these MMPs are really being made into drugs, which are fiber clipping enzymes, and they essentially, from molecular structures, clip the enzymes to change their pathway. And herein lies water. And here's where we get into what's called computational chemistry, and the water structure molecules are designed with drugs with the same configuration. And we'll come back more to this in the after the break. And any callers that want to call in, of course, tell me which Texas county has gotten fluoride banned. I'd really like to know.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
About that, Parker Pathways listeners, coming into a whole new realm of trying to understand where a lot of the end products that are in our food and water, they're all called different things. One is called trihalomethanes, which are methyl products that are made from chlorine. That's what they tell you anyway. And then, of course, disinfecting byproducts, of which there are about 1,500 known at the moment, that are in a glass of water that you pull out of the tap. And it's just an accident or a coincidence, but the whole thing is that the significant E. coli outbreaks occurred around, it was in November, around year 2004. There were 100 people that became ill after visiting a petting zoo in Northern Carolina State Fair. And then there was October 2003, people became ill after eating pre-washed packaged lettuce in San Diego and Orange County. And then in November 2001, there 200 people became ill after eating homemade butter bought at the North Carolina Elementary School. And then there was E. coli in the butter. In July 2000, there 60 people became ill, and one person died after eating salad bars at two Sizzler restaurants in Milwaukee. And August 2000, 80 people became ill after eating at two Wendy's restaurants in Oregon. August 1999, 780 people became ill, and two people died after drinking water from a tainted well at the Washington County State Fair in New York. June 1998, 30 people became ill after swimming in contaminated pool water at the water park in Georgia. October 1998, 11 children became ill after eating tainted beef served in the lunch at Washington Elementary School. October 1996, 70 people in the western United States became ill after drinking unpasteurized apple juice made by Owala. In January 1993, 600 people in the western United States became ill after 4 people died after eating uncooked hamburgers sold by Jack in the Box. Now, there are a whole list of companies and people and all situational things that tied in with this. But it's a coincidence, a huge coincidence. All these years, 93, 96, 98, 99, year 2000, 2001, 2003, 2004, and now we're 2006, all two-year cycles coming in. Well, what the coincidence is that all the disinfectant byproducts that are being discovered in the water and the system worldwide are all tied in to the change of the concentrations of endocrine disruptors that are in the water. These endocrine disruptors are the result of drugs, and drugs you take, and then you urinate them out into the toilet, which is why I've called the national initiative that I want to put on the ballot in every state to have input as to from voters as to what goes in the food and water, and I call it the Toilet to Tap Initiative. Most government officials and the rest of it and people at universities absolutely go crazy at that phrase. They don't want the public to use it. They don't want the public to know about it. They don't want the public to even reason it. But every one of those two-year off cycles are when new drugs are made, which have hormones as byproducts, or disinfectant byproducts, that affect the lower kidneys and the pancreas, which cause an increase of type 2 diabetes. These exact months and dates are times when type 2 diabetes on autopsy reports from laboratory work are recorded. And type 2 diabetes is an insulin resistance, which is observed, and what the government is trying to promote is the fact that obesity is tied and connected with type 2 diabetes. And but there are more defects in the metabolic pathway that's concerning obesity and type 2 diabetes. The 5 to 8% of the gross national product of China, India, and Russia, which are going to be what I'll be discussing on the new alliances for world domination of what is called the new human. I will be discussing this in future shows. They're all based upon the metabolic pathways of the discoveries that are made by drugs which change the metabolic pathways of people that have insulin receptors of different ethnic groups. Now, people may not like that, but the fact is that we have genetic codes and we are inheriting various things from our evolutionary past, and I didn't see anyone make a big detour from that statement when they discovered the new skull last week of the baby that was harboring ape kinds of scapula genes in the skeleton. And we'll come back and discuss this whole issue again of diabetes type 2 and disinfectant byproducts.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know.
to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Parker Pathways and Parker Pathway listeners, I think we have David from Arkansas on the air.
Dr. Wynn, thank
yes,
you for taking
my David.
Call.
Yes, go ahead, David.
Great. I use distilled water. I get it in these large 5-gallon jugs, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I don't get any fluoride or chlorine in it. But I'm concerned that it doesn't have any ions. Is there an additive I can put into it?
Well, they, there was some time ago, there was a fellow that was selling, trying to remember what his product was. Anyway, you come out, it was mineralized water from rocks. And, Weller water, Heller water, you have to excuse me if I've forgotten the name, it's been so long ago. But the whole thing is about that. You're absolutely right, David, that distilled water also has another problem, and I'm going to tell you how to have you aware of it and answer your question at the same time. The recent research that is not in the peer review articles right now, but has been done at some universities where they give me the advanced work. Distilled water is what you're really drinking, right?
Correct.
Okay, now distilled water has about 50% of the disinfectant byproducts that you're going to find in tap water.
Now, I have a parts per million meter that I run in mine.
Yeah.
Because I use it to make colloidal silver. So I run this parts per million meter and it comes out pure, zero.
Yeah.
And I've talked to the manufacturer and they tell me that there's nothing in there. goes through some kind of a three-stage process.
Yes, yes, right. And but the starting point is about 50% of those disinfectant byproducts being in there. And so you might call it electrolysis, that is going on with that water molecule, what's happening is that there is a mineral in there, but the mineral does not have the electron attraction that it should have. Okay? Are you with me?
I'm with you. And
okay,
now. The water you were talking about is called Willard water, right?
Willard water. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this is the deal. What you do is you get yourself I should have Willard water as a sponsor, you know that? Yeah, really, you know. If he's out there, hey, call me. Really, I'm serious. What you do is you only take a couple drops of Willard water and put it in a gallon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is that you get sports tea. It's called sport tea from the health food store. And put that in the water to get the electrolytes in there.
Who makes sport tea?
Yeah. And once you...
Who makes that? Is that a manufacturer?
No, you can get it at the health food store.
What's the actual manufacturer's name?
I don't have the manufacturer's name thing. They make it in the Northwest, and it's called sport tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's in a yellow box. And right. And it's got about 20 tea bags in it. And you just put one tea bag in for a gallon of water. You can last for a long time. And that will help you enormously, because what's happening here, the good news and the bad news is that we're not at the state of the art yet. Even if you have your parts per million and billion coming in the other way, the body has to handle this separately, and we haven't reached the state of the art yet to have clean enough water for disinfecting byproducts to be taken out, to be able to have the body not process secondary carcinogenic agents in the body. And that's just a reality. I mean, we okay. cannot avoid that at the point in our history. So I think you're on the right track. And I really would like to hear from you again as to how you're doing. Because, by the way, is there a reason why you're taking colloidal gold?
It's colloidal silver, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is there a reason why I take it?
Yeah.
Well, it's being made for a friend of mine who has a condition that supposedly helps her. I don't know, but I use it for if I have a cut or a wound or something like that. It heals it almost immediately without any side effects.
Yeah, I'm a great believer in colloidal silver. I have a lot of information in the world of how things work like that, but I never understood why colloidal silver works, and that's why I accepted it just works. You know what I mean? There are certain things in life. You know, there is certain things in life, David, where you just have to accept it, that it's the unseen and it works.
Yeah.
You know,
it sure works for me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and that's what counts. Well, listen, I've as the show goes along, there'll be a lot of other information concerning genetics that has to do with water and the answer to your question another way about distilled water. And I hope you keep listening and. I'm really glad you called.
Yeah, well, thank you for the information. Just to recap then, Willard water and sport tea into the distilled water will replace the missing ions and electrolytes, right?
Well, it'll do some of it. It'll get it to 40 to 50%, and
okay.
that's better than you got now.
Well, I just want to avoid the fluoride and the chlorine as much as possible.
Well, and the fluoride is absolutely out in this world as far as I'm concerned. But this has been perpetuated on the public for almost 60 years, and we've reached the point now where our immune system just can't handle these changes. That's all there is to it. We can't do it anymore.
I read an article the other day that water is just one of about 30 different sources of fluoridated compounds entering the atmosphere. that it's actually present in many different things that people would never think about, not even talking about toothpaste, of course.
That's right.
But it's used in fertilizers. It's used in insecticides. It's used in a lot of chemical processes. It's endemic, you know. It's all over the place.
That's right. And it's really silica fluoride that's the culprit, not sodium fluoride.
Mm.
See, that's
okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for your information, Doc. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, David. And thank you very much for listening.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Hello. Yes, a good thinking person there. Hello. On the air. Okay. Parker Pathway listeners, we're going to proceed here a little bit in terms of developing another way to look at type 2 diabetes. I wanted to mention the idea of how it's being influenced by the disinfectant byproducts in the water. And it's affecting an enzyme called tyrosine kinase. It affects a gene which is called GLUT4, and that is inside the cell of the body and influences the cholesterol and the insulin increase in the adipose tissue or the fatty tissue of humans. And this plays a role really in the insulin resistance and the higher incidence of circulating free fatty cells. So the whole circulation of the free fatty cells are something that is more prevalent in younger people. And then the signal continues. So in the whole process of trying to develop a chemistry with internalization of your body, your chemical formation of your outside material in the water needs to be looked at differently. I'd really like to really tip you off that the hidden messages in water by Masaru Emoto was a clue. And it was a clue which I'm going to expand on. Think of your water first before you drink it. This is a suggestion. This is in parapsychology and metaphysics of thought. I remember in the old days when I was doing these remote experiments with the government, we worked with some Russians where we affected the ovulation cycle of rabbits. And the rabbits were in submarines. We did not know where they were located on the earth and in the ocean. And we were able to do that. And we didn't know how we did that, but I do now have some very good ideas as to how we did that. And I'm using that in a lot of the medical clinical research. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that your mind and your capacity to change inside your body is very important. And one of the things that needs to be changed in this country, and I'm just suggesting it, is the fact that we have to change the way we respond in anger. Because anger produces a lot of chemicals that we don't want to know about. And I could do a whole show on the chemistry of anger. And I think that how it's affecting our health is enormous, just enormous. One of the things that I mentioned before the break is that there was a rumor that ran around about a week and a half ago that there was some county or city in Texas that banned fluoride. And if anyone out there in Texas knows which city or county banned fluoride, I'd really would appreciate and be honored to listen to them as to how they did that, because that's one of the aspects of another contaminant, which, as David from Arkansas mentioned very eloquently, that there's something very terrible going on with the chemistry of that. I have five major 6-inch thick peer-reviewed journal materials on fluoride that are so devastating I shake my head. And so in the groups of all of the people that asked about disinfectant byproducts, this is for you. I'm going to just mention, going to answer some of your questions in block. that disinfectant byproducts account for just under 50% of all the chemicals of toxicity in a glass of water from your tap. And you can get chloroformates and with methylglycerin and in the water from the secondary disinfectant byproducts. This is very rough stuff because methylglycerin can affect type 2 diabetes, which I mentioned earlier, for the production of a special enzyme, the thyroxins. And antibiotics that are being excreted as endocrine disruptors, sulfathiomycel, which is a sulfate, which is a sulfa methyl azazole, which is being taken in a generic form. It's made overseas. It's off patent. It creates chlorine in your body and can react with any ultraviolet precursor that comes through your skin to produce a toxic byproduct. And so the end products of our waste are getting into the drinking water, which is why the toilet-to-tap concept that I want to put out legally on initiative in states. And the other thing is tetracycline, which has been around for years as an antibiotic, that produces on a chlorine gas, can produce reaction products. For instance, if you took tetracycline and took a shower, the chloramine and the chlorine reaction under the third layer of your skin would cause a toxicity that you just don't want to have. And as far as new technologies go, this whole concept of wastewater is about 50% to 55% in all the rivers and streams that we have going on in this country in terms of contamination. And that's why I was starting on the last show. Well, it was on September 8th show where I was talking about Margolin's disease, which changes various forms of carbohydrate substances in that organism under the skin and of humans. So the other aspect of things is, because it comes from the wastewater, it comes from the water, goes in the thing, changes the ecosystem. This bacteria changes into an organism. The organism changes back to a bacteria. It's really, I call it an outer space organism because it's microscopic, and I have an enormous amount of things that I'd like to say about it, but I have to cover a lot of other subjects today because this is all tying into the what I call a blueprint of human domination in drugs and medicine that'll be around the world in the New World Order. And there were many questions concerning from the concept of iodines in the water, and the iodate, that's spelled I-O-D-I-D-E, iodides, are really, in my opinion, coming from nuclear plants. And these iodates are combining with nitrogen to produce more toxin in bioaccumulation inside the body. And this all needs to be researched more and developed in another way of being able to be monitored and found. And then to change it. And I have a whole process of there needs to be new medical protocols to be able to do this. I stand for right now. We don't have it. Oxygenation and ozonation of the water is a very good process that can be worked on as one of the alternate energy technologies, which I'm proposing in my other initiative to be at the headwater of water. Instead of putting disinfectant byproducts in rotten pipes in the United States of America, we should be using alternate energy technologies, a total reconstruction of the United States of America. There, in the history books, I read about something where they called it the WPA. I think President Roosevelt had it. Folks in the audience that can probably fill us all in a little more on that than I can. But it was a program where the president decided he put people to work, and they built all these beautiful zoos and pipes and dams and did the whole thing. This is the kind of thinking that we need to have in the United States of America. Because if we have wars in other countries, and we send our big engineering companies like Bechtel's and Halliburton's and the rest of them over there, they build these plants in the new way. They build chloramation plants. They build all kinds of new technologies that are in process of being invented. And by the way, I'll be reading on air some of my disclosure documents to the Patent Office and some of the inventions that I've developed in medicine and medical science that relate to the water and the change of this world domination of the body. And we'll get back to more of these answers to the audience after the break.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole. Or C, the floral and fruit basket. For the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
This is the return of Barker Pathways, and we're covering a lot of material today, but the audience is a good audience, and it will assimilate and develop this information as we move along and build it for other shows. Do we have a call? We got Jim from Texas.
Yes, sir, Dr. Parker. I'm a first-time listener in Austin, Texas, and I just happened to tune in time to hear you ask if anybody knew what city or county in Texas just stopped fluoridating their water.
Yes.
And it's Del Rio, Texas, in Val Verde County.
Del Rio?
Del Rio.
And oh, this, Del Rio. Okay.
And this it's right on the border with Mexico. This article just was published by the Del Rio News Herald on September 13th, 2006. And there's a fellow named, a retired biology professor by the name of John Maroney, who went to a city council meeting and provided them with a paper entitled, "Scientific Facts on the biological effects of fluorides, and it cited research references linking fluoride to a variety of medical problems, including the development of bone cancer and premature aging. Said fluoride consumption by human beings increases the general cancer death rate, and it goes on and on and on. And I just, as soon as I heard you ask that, I emailed it to the only email address I could find for you. Do you have one at sbcglobal.net?
Yes, it's KWATI.
Okay, then it's in your box right now.
Oh, great,
the whole article.
Do you realize the historical implications of that?
Well, it's pretty important, but according to the article, there are 70 other cities in this country who have recently stopped.
Yes. See, the reason it's important for Texas, Jim, is the fact that there are various forms of chemicals and bacteria that are in Texas. No disrespect to Texas,
right?
But it's the way is the historic aspect of Texas development from oil production and from various chemicals for extraction for gold and other aspects of raising cattle. Which we need, by the way, we need protein,
yes.
Because we were born genetically to eat protein. And, you know how this goes. I mean, if you eat vegetables all the time, you're going to get anemia.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I love the meat.
Yeah, you got to have the meat. I mean, if you don't have the meat, you got to quit, you know?
Right.
And the thing is, but in the process of all that, Jim, is that there are a lot of chemicals that were invented that shouldn't have been invented for cattle.
Yes.
And so, see what I'm saying? So as it's processed, and it goes into the ecosystem, and it goes into to the rocks.
Yes.
Now, the whole process of fluoride, which is rough stuff, is the fact that it combines with silica. So the silica fluoride is the one that changes the thymus gland of the human being.
Mm-hmm.
And the thymus gland is absolutely important for your immune system. So as you get older, your thymus gland decreases from the time you were born, and so but you still have the antibodies from the thymus gland to be able to develop immunities, especially to what are called transcription enzymes, which are necessary to protect you against such things as HIV, for instance.
Yes.
And that's a fact. So this is the deal. You got if you add fluoride to the system, now what you're doing is causing a fluoride to combine with a chlorine to the silicon, and now what do you have? You have silicate, nitrate, fluoride, arsenic. All the rocks have arsenic as a natural consequence of geology.
Mercy.
So what's happening here is the fact that you're ingesting this through the water. So what you got is a silica fluoride is affecting your thymus gland directly and changing your immune system. And I'm thrilled that you sent this.
Sure.
I will answer you.
I notice everything I see about fluoride. I recently got a little old Berkey light with those extra filters that are supposed to pull the fluoride out, or most of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't do all of it, but it helps. And we need to have other inventions. You know what I mean, Jim?
Dude. Anyway, look for that email. It's in your box.
Thank you, Jim.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.